The Senate will come to order. Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Madam President. I impose a call of the Senate.
The Senate is under call. Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that we close the roll and instruct the sergeants to bring in the absent members. Thank you.
On the motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The motion prevails. Today's chaplain is our Senate chaplain, Pastor Mike Smith from Redeeming Love Church in Maplewood. And following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Good afternoon, senators. As we pray, we know that we are so dependent upon the help that we receive from above, from God, to help us through these challenging times. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, you are our God who is unchanging. You are faithful. You are sovereign and mighty. and you are filled with compassion and mercy. You are our God, in whom there is no shadow of turning. And we know that today we can rest on and depend upon you. So we call upon you, knowing that you will answer. Lord, every person in this building continually comes to this place. These senators come to this place out of a heart to serve the people of Minnesota and to serve you. So it's in this place we pray and desire that you would unite our hearts together and that we would have peace and calm. As our Father, it's your desire to take our brokenness and bring healing. It's your desire to take our hopelessness and fill us with hope, to take our foolishness and give us wisdom. It's your desire to replace our fear with your perfect love and to take our division. It's your desire to make us one, to take our anger and give us patience and give us an understanding heart today. Our prayer is so that we can walk in your ways. I pray, Lord, that you would raise up a voice of hope and healing that will influence many in our state to realize the power of your great love. It's with this in mind that we declare that every promise that is ours and for our state of Minnesota would be fulfilled. We declare today from this place that Minnesota experienced the tangible blessings and goodness that you would give, that many would one day look back on this state and see how it's possible for our nation to be healed. So bless our state today. From Warwood to Worthington, from Grand Marais to Granite Falls, from Bigelow to Big Falls. Lord, we pray blessing. I pray, Father, that you would bless our families. Lord, for anyone in this room who has a family member who needs help and hope, fill their lives. We lift up again before you, Senator Tomassoni. Pray that today you would fill the place where he's at with your presence and give him such awareness of your great love. Lord, it's just a privilege today to connect our heart with yours. So we thank you. Amen.
The secretary will take the roll.
Senators Abler, Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bigham, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Coleman, Swazinski, Dames, Dibble, Dornick, Draheim, Duckworth, Dietzick, Eaton, Eichorn, Eakin, Fate, Friends, Gazelka, Goggin, Herr, Hoffman, Housley, Howe, Ingerbritzen, Isaacson, Jasinski, Johnson, Johnson, Stewart, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Klein, Coran, Kunish, Lang, Latz, Limmer, Lopez, Franzen, Marty, Matthews, McEwen, Miller, Murphy, Nelson, Newman, Newton, Osmic, Pappas, Port, Pratt, Putnam, Rarick, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Senjum, Tomassoni, Torres, Ray, Utke, Weber, Westrom, Uyghur, Wickland.
Pursuant to Rule 14.1, the following members intend to vote under Rule 40.7. Benson, Bigham, Chamberlain, Coleman, Dibble, Fate, Hoffman, Kiffmeyer, Isaacson, Johnson Stewart, Latz, Miller, Marty, Newman, Port, Rest, Rosen, Senjum, Tomassoni, and Wickland. A quorum is present. Senators, for your information, there is also an addendum for today. The second order of business is executive and official communications. The following communication was received. Please make note of, no action required. Third order of business, messages from the House. The Secretary will read the messages.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House files herewith transmitted. House file numbers 2919, 3001, 3254, 3379 and 3682. Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
No action is required. The fourth order of business, first reading of House files. The House files have been given their first reading and referred as indicated. The fifth order of business, reports of committees. Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Madam President. I move the committee reports printed in the agenda and the addendum be adopted.
On the adoption of the committee reports, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion prevails. Moving on to the sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. The Secretary will read the Senate file numbers.
Senate file numbers 3258, 2145, 4108, 3242, 3243, 2922, 3049, 1450, 3885, 3072, 3503, 3032, 2952, 1316, 4116, 1417, 3928, 2786, 3476, and 3850.
The Senate files have been given their second reading. The seventh order of business, second reading of House bills. The Secretary will read the House file number.
House file number 3420.
The House file has been given its second reading. Eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated with the following change on page one of Senate bill introductions. Senate file number 4198 has been referred to Health and Human Services, Finance and Policy. Ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. We will adopt the author's motions as one motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam President. I move that Senate File 3893 be withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary, Public Safety, Finance, and Policy and returned to the author. Madam President, I am the author, and I have had a discussion with the chair.
Thank you, Senator. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Motion prevails. Senator Newton.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 4103 be withdrawn from the Committee on Taxes and re-referred to the Committee on Veterans Affairs. This is a bill that has to do with disabled veterans, and it's more appropriate that we start in the Veterans Committee. I have the concurrence of both chairs.
And this is your bill, Senator Newton?
It is my bill. Thank you.
All in favor of the motion say aye. All opposed say no. Motion prevails. The 13th order of business, announcement of Senate interests. Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senator Bach. Announcements of Senate interest. Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that the Senate do now adjourn until Thursday, March 24th at 11 a.m.
All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is adjourned.